Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our, what is this? This is the first Saturday of the new month, and that's when we celebrate the wins from the previous month. So November wins and new ranks, and we're just so appreciative of everybody that's on the call, everybody that we called to announce that they were in the top 10, and everybody else that's joining to support that. And wow, we're so excited. We have new ranks and
new executives, new seniors,
new stuff happening. So new and lots of new customers. So you guys are really getting into the customer game, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So what I think all of you guys know, Nichan, you know, it's a team. None of us. Today we're gathering to celebrate, you know, the top sponsors, the people that have brought the most people on board, and the people that are the top 10 personal group volumes, so the people that are really growing their teams. But, you know, and lots of you are on the call are part of that. Nobody does it by themselves. We're all, you know, part of a team working together. Like we're going to celebrate Lynn Kissel, new executive, but she went executive because Rick and Sandy went senior, and Carrie went senior, and Mary Agnes went senior. And, you know, it's all a team. And some of you that might be brand new that are on listening, you know, each one of you are part of the Nichan family. Each one of you are critical. Each one of you, there's people out there that only you can reach, can touch their hearts that are, you know, that need to hear this message of how they can be healthier without drugs and surgery, and how they can have a better life, and how they can earn money by helping other people to have a better life. And so I want you to know, you know, we're gathering together to celebrate the top of the top and hear the inspiration and all be inspired, but know that each one of you are just, you know, each one of you are part of this team, and it wouldn't happen without each one of you. So let's go ahead, Jack, and get started.
Oh, boy. Well, so number one in the top 10, so what we're talking about, top 10, is the personal group volume. And it's Tina Davidson.
Woo-hoo, Tina!
And Tina Davidson's a brand new silver. She went silver last month in October. And Tina, I'm so proud of you to be number one in the top 10 the month following that. Going silver is really, really impressive. And Tina has two new people on her team that made a big difference there for this month. So she has a new senior, Catherine, and I got very small print here. Erickson Ball and Lillian Trujillo. So
new executive, Lillian, new executive.
And she's the new executive, yeah, so. Tina, why don't you
share with us how you're doing this, how you're building your team, and if Lillian and if Catherine are on, you can introduce them, and they can say hi, and we can celebrate.
Excellent. Hi, good morning, everyone. And I'm so, so excited to be number one. And I'm pretty sure Catherine is not on the phone, and I'm not sure if Lillian is. I sent her a quick text to say, hey, you jumping on, but I'm not sure. I know she had a friend that she was visiting in the hospital, so I'm not sure. She was actually bringing her products.
Wow, so, awesome.
I know. Lillian has been a pure joy to work with. She, Julie, and I have been working so beautifully together. We basically have started an email campaign. We sent out, we all worked together. It wasn't one person, it was all three coming up with the wording and the different products and the names. Like, we're going to do a monthly newsletter. We're all, you know, what articles do we want to have in there? What's the name going to be? How do we get this out? And so it's been so much fun. Honestly, it's been an absolute joy having the three of us brainstorm together. But we sent out the. Tell you what?
Tell us how you met Lillian and I guess Catherine too. And what motivated them to become new seniors and executives.
Sure. When I was working with Ruth, we actually called my cousin Chris, and we were talking to her because she had some health issues, and Chris's partner is Catherine. And Catherine is one of those people that you just want to be around. She is just so much fun and just goofy and talks to everybody. And so she made a comment to me. She said, Chris and I, you know, we're going to be retiring soon, and, you know, what's the next big adventure in our life? And so I told her what I was doing, and she said, you know, I have a big mouth, Tina, and this might just be it. She goes, I know. She said, she's all holistic the way that we are. And she said, let me try the products first. So they just, they got their products. They went away on vacation, but they're putting their topper on tonight. My cousin was just telling me she's trying to get used to the PiMag water. And I don't know if anybody out there has heard of this before, but she said hers tastes like sea salt. And I'm thinking, I've never heard of anybody saying there's a taste to our PiMag water. So I don't know if it's her body's reaction to it or if
it definitely is, but that's a weird one I haven't heard before. Whoops.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard that. But guys, so anyway, that's Catherine.
Yeah, and you just might need to wash the rocks a little more, take the rocks out and run lots of fresh water on them and put it back in.
Okay, I'll mention to them to do that. And then Lillian, I met at a holiday party, and a bunch of friends got together before Thanksgiving. And we had known each other before, but she was at a friend's house who had a PiMag waterfall. And she saw my sports bottle and went, oh, my gosh, I've been trying to find someone that works for that company. And so it just went from there. And the more she learned, she's just now starting to really see effects. She's so excited. She has her first testimonial. She slept on her topper and woke up. And she said, I was humming the whole time I was on it because the energy is crazy that comes off of this thing. And so she was all excited. So she was with me at the wellness preview this past Monday. She's telling everybody about her story, and it was just so much fun. It was absolutely fun. So that's my story, how I met these guys. And, you know, this was
okay,
right now.
You're talking about your sending out. So another thing I noticed about your group in the last 2 months, you brought aboard on board 17 customers. I think I might have counted one for December, but anyway, that's pretty exciting in a 2 month
Thanks.
Period.
And so most of that comes straight from the email marketing. I started to put little quips on Facebook about once or twice a week. I put something on about the MagFlex 2 days ago and had three new customers come from that. And two, and then a current customer said, hey, I want to try that. A lot of it is coming straight from the email marketing campaign. The flyer that Julie and I sent out, had each one of us had our own links in it, and I think I've gotten 3 or 4 orders from that. And, the wellness preview the other night, I got 4 new customers. So it really has just been, I truly believe it's the email campaign has been amazing. And if anyone wants to contact me about the company we're using or what we're doing, I could send you the flyer that we sent out. And we're going to just start doing this. We're going to have at least 1 or 2 a month go out along with the newsletter and see what happens.
Hey, why don't we have maybe the three of you and Julie and Lily and be guests on our Saturday call?
Oh, next Saturday.
And talk about how you did that and maybe.
Sure.
Do you think that makes sense? Okay. That would be fabulous.
Yep.
Well, I've got a couple things that you brought up I think is really important. One is, Tina, that you are reaching out to so many people. When you set your goals for the amount of people that you're going to contact each week, I don't have that in front of me, but I know in our mentoring group, you are by far the leader in the amount of people that you are contacting on a weekly basis. And so, everybody, you can see that works. I mean, the more people that you talk to, the more people that you get information to, the more people you get into conversation with, you know? it works, right?
Definitely. I'm trying to, go ahead. Sorry. I was just going to say, I'm trying to touch at least 300 or 400 a week. That's my goal through emails or Facebook or contacts, like talking to them.
Wow.
So see that, you know, just upping the numbers, you know, like Reed Nelson, he's always said this, and he really made a big point of it at the San Antonio convention is, you know, say less to more people. Not meaning that we're not interested in people, but instead of spending a whole lot of time maybe trying to convince somebody, it's just to be out there so that the people that are looking or are interested in you know, natural, holistic health and wellness can be attracted to us. And just putting it out there so that more people can be attracted. And in that same vein, Tina, your water, you know, carrying your Nican, your water bottle, and Lillian saw that. And just the other night on the kickoff call, Rachel Dayton had the same thing. She was at a ski clinic or a ski event, and she was carrying her water bottle. And a guy saw that and came running over, and, you know, he said, "Hey, I see, you know, that Nican, and we need some. My girlfriend, she just sprained her ACL or something. We need some of that Nican stuff." And so, you know, be visible. And so all of us, I mean, that's something all of us can do, carry your Nican Pimag water bottle every place you go, plus have some things in your pockets, you know, some CM cream samples, some strips of the, you know, the our sports tape, our duct tape, maybe a couple of the power chips. I mean, have some things so that when you see people and they got aches and owies, you can just put something on them right away. But I think those are some of the big keys. I mean, that's why you're out there, number one, Tina, is you're making sure that you're getting the word out to all your friends and everybody that you know. And so the ones that are attracted to it, they speak up.
I got an idea, Tina. You can put a strip of the duct tape across your forehead.
You're a camper. You know that. You're just plain sick.
Oh, you guys, we sponsored somebody one time because I had an upset sinus, and we were going on a trip, and I thought it was probably because maybe one of my teeth had a problem, and I went to see the dentist, and he said there was nothing wrong with my teeth, and it was a sinus. And so I put, at that time, it was before we had the power chips, but we had little round magnets just like power chips, and I had taped one right, you know, right there on my cheek. Right. And so we're on the airplane, we're going all these places, and most people, you know, they never said anything about it. But this one gal asked what it was, and then when we got into conversation, and she joined, you know. So be visible, right? So yay, Tina. Number one in the top 10 the first month you went off, you know, went silver. I mean, that's phenomenal, and we just really want to give you huge, huge kudos. And everybody, let's all take lessons from Tina. Yay, Tina!
That is totally awesome. All right, number two is Mark and Venus Hill, and Mark and Venus Hill have a new executive, and Lynn Kissel, and Lynn has three new seniors. So Mark and Venus and Lynn, are you on? And let me see if... Yeah.
I know Mark's on, and I know Lynn's on, so let's... Mark.
Yes, I'm on. Venus and I are on. I'm not sure if Lynn's on. We sent out the messages to all our team, and Lynn has been doing a phenomenal job. We've been having getting together whenever it's possible, whether we have previews or not. We get together and talk and encourage each other and see what we can do to help one another. And so Lynn has just taken off. She went to San Antonio. And she came back fired up, and our whole team, not just down but up also, Pam and Ron and Cindy and Scott, we all get together and continue to try to contact as many people as possible. Venus, she's developed a business Facebook account for us, and Nikin, and we've been contacting people and reaching out and doing booths where we can contact, you know, 300 or 3,000, just depends on the area or the country that we're trying to locate. We had a new customer from Ecuador just this past week, They bought a couple of things that let us know they already have some Neekin products, but they were not a customer under anyone, so they signed up as a customer under us and ordered some things. So we're in contact with them. They live in Queens, New York right now. So continue to just reach out to people. I'd like to congratulate Tina also for becoming silver, which is awesome, and in the short time frame that she did it. So we did that when we came back from the convention. Also, in October, we went to Vegas, came back in November, we became silver. So the life energy when you get around people, it's so spontaneous, and it affects you in a way physically and mentally and spiritually that, you know, you're off to the races. So we just like to thank all our team, Lynn and Margaret and Charlotte and Joan and all our uplines also for just being there for us. It's good to get together even when you're not having a preview. The energy that you get when you leave, it continues to encourage you to go on. So
absolutely, Mark, and you guys, you and Venus, and like you said, your upline and downline are so good about being consistent and working together as a team. And that's what it takes, because just like you said, Mark, it's the energy that the synergy. You know, it's like building a fire. The more sticks you put in there, the more briquettes. I mean, the bigger the flame, and the bigger the flame, the more easy it is to attract others and for them to catch the vision. And so I'm just so proud of you, Mark, and Venus, for, you know, your persistence, your dedication. And now, you know, now you've got a new executive on your team. And I think Lynn's on.
Lynn.
Yes, I am. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Lynn.
Tell us what your goals are.
We were excited to get to see you and spend some time with you in San Antonio and just share, you know, a little bit about your vision and what you're seeing and how you've got three brand new seniors this month.
Well, that has been cooking for quite a while, and it just all fell together just perfectly during this month, and our goal, of course, is to hit silver as quickly as we can in this next month, January, absolutely. And my daughter is out in Denver now, and she didn't know a lot of people here in Louisville. She didn't have a lot of connections, but because of the situation that they're in out in Colorado with getting my granddaughter into a hospital, she is around a whole lot of people who are very interested in natural solutions to health problems. So I look for this to be a real good opportunity for her out there. And then my granddaughter, Mary Agnes, is, you know, in the younger generation. She's just turned 21. And so I think that she will have a lot of contacts as well. So I think we're on the road, and Rick is doing terrific. Rick and Sandy are, I don't know if they're on, but Rick and Sandy are really probably going to be the inspiration for us with the technical side of getting set up with Facebook and getting these newsletters out, and I'm very excited about that. That's his expertise, and he's been working on this for a while. So, you know, it looks good. And it was so exciting to meet everybody in San Antonio.
Absolutely. Yay. There, Rick, are you on? We do have somebody on from area code 570 who we don't have their name. 570.
Who is 570 area code?
I bet that's Melissa Ludeni.
Hey, welcome, Melissa.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Great to have you on the call, Melissa.
Always great to be here.
Great to have you. I want to say I also see Margaret Demarais on, and she's upline to Lynn Kissel also. We want to congratulate you, Margaret. Your team is growing, And, you know, we said that so many times already, but it is a team. And just like you said, Lynn, I mean, different people in the team have different areas of expertise. Like if Rick is good and he can help, like, set up a newsletter, somebody else might be real creative with ideas of how to get out and meet people and maybe set up waterfalls in chiropractors' offices or you know, hair salons or working with massage therapists. Everybody brings their own, you know, their own individuality and their own special touch. And so, again, that's why it's so important for us teams to be working together. And then, like, getting on this call so that we all support each other and we all hear what, you know, what different people are doing, and one idea can spark another idea that leads to another idea. It's just so creative. So, yay, Mark Hill, Mark and Venus, and Margaret, and Lynn, and your whole team. We just want to super congratulate you. And yes, you're going to be, we're going to work with you, and we're all going to work together. You're going to be silver in December or January for sure. So, yay, Lynn.
And congratulations on almost 9,000 points for your whole group.
Yes, so, phenomenal. Yay. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, next is,
hey, can I get a chance? It's Pam on the bridge of Lincoln Memorial reporting this morning in this chilly morning. And I want to say how proud I am of all the team and everything, and it is great. We have great team effort. We enjoy being together, and I always love it when my team beats us. That's great. Congratulations.
And that's a hard thing to do, to beat Pam and Ron, because they're always in the top 10. and are this time, too.
And you are next. I mean, so congratulations for being in the top 10 and having 5 new customers in the period between October and November. So,
woohoo!
Congratulations to you guys. That is awesome.
That's why setting goals is very important. Those goals for 5, now next time it's going to be 10. So raise it each month for yourself.
That is words of wisdom, absolutely. I mean, it's so powerful to set that so you've got something to shoot for, and then you get it and advance it, you know, move it forward. What else would you like to say, Pam?
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of background noise, and I'm sorry about that, but this is pretty exciting time here in Louisville, Kentucky, that we've got another bridge in which to cross, so that's good. So and you never know who you meet in places like here, or yesterday we met a wonderful man at Dillard's Shoe Store. So, you know, just always have your antenna up, okay? Always the antenna up, and many times you think, you know, oh, I don't feel like saying anything, and God says otherwise. So take his lead, take him by the hand, and let him lead you, and let's go help more people, guys. Everybody's doing a great job. Thanks. You probably hear the truck going off in the background.
Okay, thanks, Pam, and you guys. I mean, Pam, you are so good at that. I mean, you follow, you ask for guidance, and you follow it, and you meet so many people, you help so many people. I mean, you're just such a good example for all of us, and thank you. Hugs to you and Ron.
Hugs to you guys. It takes all of us and the support of everybody that calls in with their little wisdom for the week, and this call on Monday's call and Dave's call, and it takes it all, because that's what keeps us going. And the big events, obviously, that's when you find out people you don't know, and you hear such miraculous stories on recoveries from health issues, and it just keeps you, it inspires you, like Lynn was inspired. She knew it was real. And I want to tell everybody, on April the 21st, 22nd, you need to be in Orlando and then back in San Antonio next October. Make the plan. Be there.
Absolutely. Put it on the calendar right now.
All right.
Thank you, Ron and Pam. We love you. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, you guys. We love you, too. Over and out. Reporting from the bridge.
All right. Nina Alves, you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And you.
Nina's our angel, angel of wellness.
Well, so we're all, everybody on this call is angels of wellness. And
amen. We all are angels.
And that's Nina's.
And Rhonda's on this morning.
Rhonda's a new consultant in your group. And
she's already sponsored her daughter. I mean, team is growing. Yay.
So you had two of your consultants with over 1,000 points that hadn't done that before, so congratulations.
Well, thank you, and congratulations, team, and Tina, number one. You know, it's awesome when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and we're following God's path and making a difference in people's lives, and that's what we do in Nikan's lifestyle and family, is we care and we share, and, you know, we just open up our hearts and making a difference and finding out where people's needs are, whether it's financial or physical or mental. And we all do a great job. And when we raise up to different levels, all that means is we're making a difference in more people's lives. And I love
Absolutely.
What we do. And I get inspired when I listen to everybody. And I'd love to get Tina's information, too, and all of us work together as a team, because that's how we make a difference. And,
yeah, so we'll have them on our call next Saturday. So get you and your group that want to hear that on the call Saturday if you can.
Yes, I'm using email.
I'll do that, too, but I would like to also get her back.
Okay, yeah. We'll get it to you, absolutely.
Later, but it's just fun. It's exciting, and keep doing what we're doing and people and keep smiling and have fun. And those people,
Absolutely.
You know, it makes me laugh, because every once in a while you'll find somebody that will say to you, well, you know, I have to talk to my doctor, and, you know, people are laughing at me thinking about magnets. And I had a guy the other day, and I haven't had that in a while, and I had to laugh because I'm thinking, wow, you only want to be as healthy as the doctors want you to be. And, you know, that's why you're falling apart. You don't know what to do to rebuild yourself. I mean, the doctors are there for a reason, but you're supposed to be there to follow up what they're doing to break you down, to build yourself back up. But you don't have any clue. And that's why you got your foot cut off and, you know, things are coming, you know, to an end for you, because you're not really doing anything that you should be doing to take care of yourself. And but all we can do is just say, hey, you know, when you're ready to stop them from doing what they're doing and rebuilding yourself and feeling better, let me know.
Wow, for sure. Hey, Nina, Rhonda Jones is on the call. Why don't you introduce her, and she's got a little story I think she wants to tell.
Absolutely. Rhonda's awesome. I love Rhonda, and, you know, she's my left hand, and we work together, and we talk to each other every day, and Rhonda is, she's a very caring person, and she's a go-getter, and her name is Rhonda Jones, and please welcome Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I'm just so grateful, and Nina will tell you that every day I'm giving her, as they say, kudos, and I'm just thanking her for her kindness, first of all, because if it wasn't for Nina reaching out and being so kind and generous, I don't think that I would have, first of all, healed from my accident. And second of all, I've known about Nikan. So I just wanted to say, you know, publicly that Nina is a great person, aside from all the other great things about her. Let me just say, if I may, a little bit about how we get together and what we do and what our strategies are. The first thing we decided was we have to come together and physically just meet. So what we were doing every week, twice a week, we're meeting. And we're building two meetings, actually. We're meeting with people that are trying to know about Nikan, want to know about Nikan, or just have questions that they want to just know about. So that's the introductory part. Nina and I came up with an idea that we're going to meet with those people first. Instead of putting them into our team meeting, they will be the first meeting, and we'll work with them first or talk with them and get to know what their needs are and what their interests are, and that would be our first meeting when we talk with folks. Second meeting would be our actual team meeting, and Dinah has chosen me to be the team leader. I don't like to say leader. I like to say team builder. So what we do is I, you know, motivate. I come up with ideas for the group, and as all of us do, but I kind of am the lead to kind of keep us structured and focused on our weekly meetings and agenda. So that seems to be really effective, and we're growing, and I'm just really excited about that aspect of it. And the more we meet and come up creatively with ideas and ways to get out there and meet people, it's just a beautiful thing because everybody has their different way of looking at NUCAN and how to approach it and get out there and talk to folks. So it's just a beautiful thing. So I'm sure all of you that are on this morning have some form of how you're going to approach, you know, your team and so forth. But if you don't have a meeting or you don't haven't yet gotten into a meeting, it's really effective. It's really effective. And I know everyone's time is, you know, not their own, and you have to kind of set up a time and work with that, you know, with each person's schedule, but it's worth it. I tell you, it's just so worth it. So that's what we're doing to start off and kick off our approach to reaching everyone.
Well, what's so exciting about this, guys, just to put this in perspective, Rhonda joined NINA in October 19th. So you guys are jumping right in.
Right, growing fast, and I know you're going to touch. I mean, between you and NINA, you both have such big hearts, and you just love people, and you want people to you know how to thrive and feel better and have opportunity. And I just know your team's going to grow so fast, and we're so excited to have you on the team. So thank you, Rhonda, and thank you, NINA.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, thank you, Rhonda.
One more thing I wanted to say, too, is, NINA, you have 5 new customers since the start of October. So
woo-hoo!
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo! Way to go. Woo-hoo! Yay, team!
Okay, next is Edwina Theory. Edwina, I think you are on and your line's open.
Awesome, Edwina.
Edwina, we got to see Edwina down there in San Antonio.
And she had the biggest team in our group, biggest team in San Antonio.
I think we had over 40 people down there, and Edwina had about 10 of them. So, Edwina, what's
good morning.
Nice to...
Good morning. Good morning, Edwina.
Good morning. It's so good to hear you all's voices. I didn't know whether I would be here on time, but we're right at that cutoff as to I'm meeting with someone in just a few minutes. So I'm happy to speak. I invited some of the other team on, and I didn't know if Linda Greenwood and Jeffrey was online, but just to tell you some things about them, Jeffrey Mate Sr., and I spoke to him, and he's just so excited. He's reaching for executive, and that's been really a motivational thing because I'm in Tampa, Florida, and the group, there was 3 that left with me coming to Tampa, and they all met Jeffrey. And now they're in contact with Jeffrey. They all went out to dinner together. They got to know each other. So a lot of people and all of them have sent him words of wisdom on congratulations. So I, excuse me, feel like the group is coming together even though we're across country keeping up with each other and motivating each other. And that's just so positive. And that's such a great, 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 great feeling. We were just all so thrilled with how we did this month and keeping up with one another. I wanted to talk with Linda Greenwood and see if she had something that she wanted to say. You know, that lady is so positive and she stays on it. She's constantly moving out and doing different things with her customers. I think that she had about 3 or 4 customers this month as well. And
yes,
That's what we're looking for.
Linda is on. Linda Greenwood, what would you like to say?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning.
I didn't know if I was muted or unmuted. Good morning. How is everybody?
Good morning.
Well, I can say that I stay motivated because I have a very motivated upline. And she's always on me, which is good. Oops.
You're fine.
Hello.
We can still hear you.
Okay.
Well,
right now, I'm still working on it. working to try and get myself up where I need to be. I do have several customers that I am working on right now, and I'm going to meet with a couple of them this afternoon. But I can say that makes me very happy to know that our team is at the level where they are right now. Number five, is that it?
Yes.
Yes.
That's very exciting.
That's exciting. I would like to say about you, Linda, you know, all of us grow at different rates in this MeCan business. Some just join and they take right off. Others, you know, it takes growing time. And you are so persistent and consistent, and you get on the calls and you come to the events. And I know that you are going to have massive success in your business and helping people because you keep on. I mean, as long as you do that, if you never give up, you will succeed. And you know, it's so important for all of us to know that and not to get discouraged when we see people that come on board and go fast and say, well, you know, I'm just not doing it. Know that you are. As long as you're persistent and consistent and you are going to be able to touch people that only you can touch. And so, Linda, I just want you to know we are so proud of you and so grateful for you. And we know that, you know, you are going to, because of that, you're going to help so many people.
So, yay, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Edwina and team. It's a team, and keeping the team together, that, you know, that's what causes the team to grow. And, Edwina, you are a master at it, and we just want to give you huge kudos and congratulations.
And Jeffrey
went senior 2 months in a row. I mean, you know, he did the senior, so we know he's going to be executive soon.
yes.
Yay, team. All right. Next is Julie Matt, and Julie Matt is blessed to be the upline of Tina Davidson, and Julie has a new, brand new senior, Lorraine Lambert. So you want to tell us about Lorraine, Julie, and I know you're
the wonderful upline. Julie Matt.
Yay.
New Jersey.
Get myself off mute. I'm driving, so I hope there's not too much noise. Lorraine lives locally in my little town, and she is a woman who has every health issue imaginable. She just, the poor soul just has suffered through so much and has been to date listening to everything her physicians have been telling her, and but still looking, always looking for something else to see if there's something else to help her. And she's essentially in a wellness home, I think, at this point.
Wow.
One example of her ailments is she has a nerve loss down her leg, so she's not been able to feel her left foot for, I'm not even certain how many years, but a couple months ago she came to a preview, and I sat on the floor and rolled the Mag Duo. I had her foot on an insole, and I rolled the Mag Duo on her foot for about 6 or 7 minutes, and she was like, wait a minute, roll back where you just were. And I was like, well, okay, do you know where I was? And she said, I think I feel that. So I think that really made a big difference. And she also, while we had her there, we were pumping her full with Pymag water, and her fingers are always very, very wrinkly. And by the end of the hour of the preview of it, she was there, and I just never let her glass go empty. Her fingers were plump and looked healthy. So that was it. She ordered a waterfall that very evening. And so since then, she's just been adding on. And this past month, she just added on like a bunch of everything, basically. So hopefully her body is feeling well. That's Lorraine. And my numbers are just this month. It's fantastic. I'm so proud of Tina and Lillian coming on board. I'm so excited, and she's absolutely right. Working together as a team has been a joy. My only regret is I don't have as many hours as I'd like to be able to work with them as a team, but they keep me in the fold, for which I'm absolutely grateful.
Fabulous. And you have
starting to get. I'm sorry.
Oh well, and I was going. You have 6 new customers too, so you're working with customers.
I do. Yeah, and I have been all along. Actually, I've always had some retail sales going, so that's always just sort of been at the back door. I've never been one to push a business on somebody, but I've been very much vocal about sharing the product. So I've always had customers straggling through every month, so it's not a big change for me. I am just pushing it a little bit more now and being a little bit more vocal and with the email campaign and trying to be a little bit more active on social media. I'm bringing that up and the email campaign, really, I had a couple of people who were kind of on the edge thinking about buying something and you know, hadn't just quite made that decision. And the email campaign came through and those orders came in. As soon as they opened their emails, they hit the links and they placed the orders. So it was surprisingly not for anything on the email campaign that we sent out, but that's okay. It got them to my site and got them placing an order, so it was perfect.
Fabulous.
And I'm thrilled to have Melissa on the call. Melissa, yay.
Yes, Melissa's
She's working diligently, and I know will explode any moment with the business, so it's great.
Melissa, can you share just how excited with the new skincare, how you texted us the other night? We watched that, the YouTube, and everybody, I sent that out to you in case you didn't see it. Paige Murphy did a really nice presentation on our new organic skincare. And it's a YouTube, and I sent out the link to you guys. And so if you didn't see it, be sure to watch it and share it. So, Melissa, share your excitement about the skincare.
Excitement actually isn't even a word for it. I was actually, I was like a little kid, like, oh, my gosh, here we go. This is great. I've had experience in the past with skincare products and working with clients with them, and I know exactly how this is going to explode. I know exactly how people are going to react to this. It's just a matter of us getting it out there. And the minute it starts hearing and people start using it, just from watching the video, they're going to go as nuts about it as I'm feeling right now. And, yes, I'm just thinking about it. I'm sitting here going, okay, get going, get going, get going.
Oh, Melissa, you know, and excitement is contagious, and having a product that, you know, that it's eco-certified, there's no bad stuff in it, and to have something that you can 100% believe in like that, and the skincare market is huge, and the anti-aging skincare market, and it's growing.
Tens of billions of dollars.
So I just loved it when you watched that and you texted us, and we were texting back and forth, it's great. And we're so glad to have you on board and to be part of the team. So, yay, Melissa!
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I assume we'll see you silver soon.
Yeah, you're going to be the silver on the way to gold, Melissa.
Yay, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
Next, if I can read my little print. Next is Nancy Clyde.
Nancy, our wonderful Nancy.
Hey, Nancy Clyde. Nancy Clyde is having an event this morning, and so she's not able to be on the call. She has 11 new customers in her group, and lots of volume, over 6,000 points, and wonderful things going on.
Well, some of the things, Nancy, I mean, she has an event in her home every week. And like for Edwina, Jeffrey's been going to Nancy Clyde's events. And so, you know, that's another way we all help each other out.
She's close to where
he lives. Yeah, so Jeffrey lives closer to Nancy than he does to Edwina by far. So he's been going to Nancy's. And so she's so consistent at having her events and going to networking events and texting people and doing lunches and coffees and meeting with people and sharing. And her team is just super. It's on the grow. And yay, Nancy.
Yay, Nancy. Ruth Lowe, are you on?
Ruth's next.
Yay.
Yay, Ruth.
Wait, and you've got three people on the, I think, in the group, so... Yes, Ruth Lowell, Karen Willens, and
Dory Lorden.
Dory Lorden, and Karen and Dory couldn't be on this morning, but Ruth, so why don't you share what all is going on in your group? Well, maybe Ruth's not here.
Yeah, I heard her. She's here. Are you muted, Ruth?
No, I don't see her name.
She was here.
Well, somebody said, yay, Ruth.
Oh,
right.
That was me. That was me.
Who?
Well, I'll share for Ruth. We were just on Ruth. One of the things that Ruth's doing that is really helping her team is that she does a weekly team meeting with her leaders, and they are not only one. Barb Hubbard is local. The other two gals are not. And
they do it on Zoom.
On Zoom, you guys.
So they can all see each other.
Yeah, and Zoom, I think it's free if for a smaller group. And it's just, again, it's a way to keep your team together. So, like Edwina, all of you that have teams that are spread out, you might want to consider that. I mean, it's a great way to bring the team together. You can see each other, and you can share and mastermind and brainstorm. And we've been getting on her calls with her, too, so we can be plugged into the team. And Ruth is just so, she's just so, has such a passion for Nikan, for the products, for being able to help people. If you don't know Ruth's story, she was attracted to Nikan. One of the reasons was because she had small children. She wanted to be able to work from home and not miss any of their events and to be there for them. And now her kids are big. But that's been, that's
17, 18 years.
Yeah, I mean, and it's been perfect for Ruth. And she brings people to her home. Like, you might want to see, as Tina, are you still on? I mean, Ruth, you guys just did, Ruth helped you do a 21 club, and you were out in San Diego where Ruth lived.
Yes.
Share that a little bit, because this is how Ruth built her business.
Sure. I was out in San Diego, and Ruth said, hey, if you're going to be in my hometown, if you have some friends at the event you're going to that want to come to my house, I'll do a little preview. And it just worked out that several people started coming forth that had things going on and said, okay, it was my first time ever going to a preview. And I have to say that was quite a life changer for me, or a career changer, because I saw how easy it was, and I say easy, and I don't mean that, let me see if I can explain that right. I was so fearful of what that's going to look like when you're in front of a group and you're telling them about the products, because I was so new. And I got to watch Ruth, and she's so fluid, and she just, and I used this, I told Julie, I used Ruth's method the other night at my wellness preview. Literally, I went person to person, and I just said, tell me about you and what's going on. And so the person did, and so the one guy says, I want more energy. I said, then put these max steps under your feet while we talk. And he's sitting there, and he's like, oh, my word, I can feel that. And then the next person, and then it just led, every time she'd ask a question, it led into such wonderful conversation, and then she would show the product, and look at this, this is what helps that. And as a newbie, to see that was invaluable, honestly. It really did shift my whole, the way that I do things now. So, yeah, so I don't know if that's what you were looking for.
That's exactly. So that's what Ruth's always done, because she wanted to build her business around her children. She'd be out at the, at the PTA or at the playground, and she'd meet other moms. She'd get into conversations. She'd invite them over to her house, and she'd show, the water, she'd have some water, and she'd do a demo, and she'd show them the insoles, and she'd do a demo, and that's how she built her whole business.
And what, just a little side note on that, what I found fascinating was Ruth said she only does the wellness previews in her home, and basically the people get to see just how easy it is to incorporate the products into their house. So she would talk about the water, and she'd say, oh, that's my water machine right there on the counter. And then she would do a strength test with someone with the water, and then she let everybody have the water. But you haven't even noticed, but the air filter's sitting right here. And she just literally showed how easy it was to incorporate everything into her home. And that was fantastic.
And the other thing she did to show how big a heart Ruth has, she offered to do a 21 club with you, right?
Yes, and that was perfect. I love her for that forever.
And
because of that, I went silver.
And because of that, you went silver. And I know that you're going to pay that forward. I mean, everybody here on this call, we all work together. And other people in NECAN, I mean, most people in NECAN have huge hearts and are willing to work with, you know, what we call cross-line people that aren't in their pay line. But, you know, you go to each other, we go to each other's events. And, I mean, that's one of the wonderful things about NECAN. And, Tina, I know you have a huge heart and that you'll be helping lots of people, both on your own team and on other people's team. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing.
So thank you for sharing for Ruth. And Karen Willens was next. Karen and Ruth have been working together.
Karen Willens
very
is
closely.
In Wisconsin?
She's in Wisconsin. And, yeah, and Ruth's out in San Diego. So, but they've been talking several times a week, maybe every day. I don't know. They've been doing affirmations together. And Karen Willens did over 4,000 points.
Yeah,
this
she's
month,
really
so.
Growing her team, her customer base. Oh, and she just brought on a new business builder, too.
Yeah.
And the gal came to her. She, I mean, Karen didn't even ask her. The gal asked her. She said, yeah, I'm interested in doing this as a business.
She had been a long-time customer, and Karen just wasn't going to push her again, like we're talking about. And she came to Karen and said, hey, I'd like to do this with you. And Dory Lorden focuses on authorship, and she has lots of people on authorship. She's been in this group for a long time.
And she's in the Chicago area.
So that finishes out the top 10.
And who is in the top 20?
Okay, so let me read off the names.
We're so proud of everybody on our team. We want to recognize
you. We
got to
get off
possible.
The call because Dave Johnson's got a call here. Okay, so the rest of the top 20 is Bill Cottle.
And this is cool because Bill is and his wife, they're on mission for their church for 18 months over in Slovakia. And here he's still in the top 20. So yay, Bill and Alice.
Carla Cook.
Yay, Carla! Carla's on the phone this morning. Yay, Carla!
Bill Knight from right here in Nevada area.
Yay, Bill and Shirley.
Diana Garcia.
Yay, Diana.
She's also in Ruth Lowe's downline.
Yay, yay!
Lori White up in Canada near Toronto, Kingston. Ontario. Christopher Lowe, son of Ruth Lowe, and Carol Patterson. Yay, Carol, out in New Brunswick, and Janet Anderson
David Anderson.
Margie Callaloui, upline to Ruth Lowe, and Cindy Weisgarber and Pam and Ron's organization, and upline to Linda Kissel, who was...
we're so proud of each and every one of you. I mean, yay, team. What a marvelous month in November. I know December is going to be even better. And, you know, working together like this, like we are, it's just, you know, like we talked about the fire. As we put the coals, as we bring the coals together, the fire burns brighter, and it's easier for us to attract more and more people to a life of health and wellness and just to have a better life, to be able to earn income by helping other people. So thank you. We love you. And coming up right after this is Dave Johnson's call. Julie Tara is going to be the speaker. She was the Team Taishi member for 2016, and she is in the process of developing two new silvers this month.
By the end of the month, she says. So
I have to go.
All right.
So, yay, team.
A team.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.